Well, boys and girls, just a short word for you this morning. Talk to you about gemstones, precious stones. There are very many precious stones. And the Bible has a lot to say about precious stones. And these stones are found in the earth. The Bible also mentions another precious, what we would call sometimes a precious stone, but it's actually a pearl. And it doesn't come from the earth. It comes from a creature. Comes from an oyster, and that's formed in a very special way in some oysters, and that's a very precious thing too. And the Bible talks about the pearl of great price, and it talks about these gems, and anything that's important is illustrated by a gem, and anything that's valuable has gems in the Bible. One of the most valuable things in the Bible is the high priest, the great high priest. And he pictures our Lord Jesus Christ, who's a great high priest. And he had 12 gems on his breastplate. Precious stones. And your soul's like that. It's a precious gem. It's unique. Every soul is unique. And the Lord Jesus is that. The Bible talks about wisdom being above rubies. And the Lord Jesus Christ is a great ruby. The greatest ruby of all. The great diamond. The pearl of great price, exceedingly rare, exceedingly precious. But you know, there's some people who like to go hunting for gemstones. They go into the caves because they're usually found in the ground in deep places. And I remember hearing of a family that they did this. This was their hobby. The parents liked to collect gemstones and they would go to pursue them. Some days with the family, it would be a family outing. On one occasion, they went into a cave where they knew that this certain gemstone was found. It's found below the limestone in the ridges, and they would go and they would dig and they would hook. And one day, they were doing that, and they found a gem. It was nice and large, it was lovely, and they were surprised that it hadn't been reached before, and they hooked at it, and they dug it out, and they give the opportunity to bring it out to the car to their young son. And they had a special box prepared. He was to go out with the gemstone. He was to carry it out and get to the car and put it in the box safely. And while he was going out, inside it's very muddy and there's pools and the mud's very thick and deep. You have to be careful how you tread and how you walk, where you go. But as he was leaving, he saw a toad on the mud at the edge of a pool. And without thinking, he threw the stone at it, the gemstone at it. Whenever the parents found that out, spent many hours hooking to try to find it, but they never did. It was so large, it was so rare, it was so valuable, and they were really discouraged and disheartened. Boys and girls, there are many people do that with the gospel and with the Lord Jesus Christ. And with their own soul, they have something precious. They have a gem, a savior. And how many just throw it away for sin, for uncleanness. And boys and girls, I will say to you, don't throw away your precious gem for sin. Don't throw away your savior for sin. And don't cast away your soul for uncleanness.